Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Tubular bells, the theme for The Exorcist. Love them or hate them, it is scary movie season. So whether you enjoy the golden oldie Scream trilogy or you want the best starter Halloween movies for children, we're going to run through what you should be watching and also why some of us love and some of us hate horror movies. So I'm joined by Dr. Sarah Cleary, who holds a PhD in horror from Trinity College Dublin and is the author of The Myth of Harm, Children, Horror and Censorship. And Serena Bellissimo is here, film critic and host of the Bellissimo Files podcast. Lovely to have you with us.
Hi, Claire.
And it's very interesting to have this combination because, Sarah, you love horror movies. Yeah. And Serena, you do not.
I'm such a wuss when it comes to them. Hate them.
I'm on your team, Serena. I'm not a fan. I run a mile from them.
I don't understand, and I've spoken to Sarah about this over the years. I don't understand why people want to scare themselves.
Mm. Sarah, why?
Why? Okay, so really, you know, I get this question asked a lot. It's like, why do we watch horror films? And I suppose the first thing that we need to kind of sort out is that horror is a flavour, like everything. And sometimes that flavour is too strong for some people, so they don't indulge in it. It's like, you know, do you like vanilla ice cream? Do you like chocolate ice cream? I love rum and raisin. So I think that might speak a little bit to my horror taste. But ultimately, I suppose, why we look at a horror film is a lot more complex than simply just a flavour. And horror typically works on three levels. And I subscribe very much to what my hero, George Romero, calls the lasagna effect, right? Now, bear with me. This is going to kind of go there a little bit, right? But what George Romero, the godfather of zombies, used to talk about was that the top layer of the lasagna is cream and cheese, and you can nibble away on that and you can walk away satisfied. But if you want to, you can go down the layers and down the layers and down the layers, but only if you want to. And there you get more and more meaning as you go down through it. And horror, good horror, operates on three levels. We have the visceral, we have the emotional, and we have the cerebral or the psychological. And that's the layers that we kind of engage with mm-hmm. horror in.
And some people, do they love the cerebral horror? Like, you know, what might happen or what is the message here or what is behind the door? But they're not into the gore.
Yeah, yeah. So cerebral horror is like some of my favourite type of horror, because what does horror do? Horror provides a safe space to discuss unsafe things. And oftentimes you'll find that horror is the best representation of kind of abstract things that we struggle with in society. So for example, like coercive control. Horror was talking about and representing that 100 years ago in the Gothic novel. If you think about things like death and our issues around death and our issues around mortality, the visceral horror very much speaks to this idea of memento mori. Mm-hmm. Remember, you're going to die. So get on with life and enjoy yourself.
Yeah,
well, and that's what it does.
Serena, for you, were you put off horror? Did you watch a horror movie when you were young that turned you off the genre?
Yeah, I remember being at my cousin's house and watching Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and then also being at a friend's place in complete darkness. Like, at least Texas Chainsaw Massacre was in daylight, mm-hmm. but we're in darkness and we're watching Freddy Krueger, and that was it. I couldn't go back to horror. I feel like it's going to happen. So like, I'll watch a horror, and I've done it a few times for work. But then I go home and I can't sleep for a few days. I take it in. I know it's all fake, but I feel like it's going to be real.
You have the emotions still with you, even though you know it's not real. And do you have to watch horror for your job?
Well, yeah, but I've said no now. So the last one I did was actually Sean asked me to watch it for RTE Arena. It was Oddity. It's an Irish horror. And actually, if you're into horror, this might be for you. But I made people in the cinema jump, and I didn't mean to, because I had my eyes covered. I had my fingers in my ears and I kept jumping. And apparently when I jumped, the whole line of seats also jumped.
So now
jumped.
You say no to Sean Rocks when it comes to these horror movies. You're done.
I'm done. I was watching The Sixth Sense with my mates when it came out in the cinema, and they still bring it up to this day, because The Sixth Sense really isn't a horror, but it's spooky in that there's ghosts. I ended up under the cinema seats because I couldn't watch.
All right, you're a bad case.
You're
a really bad case.
Yeah.
But you know, even our children like a little bit of fright, don't they?
A little. I think it depends on the kid. There's some kids who will go full on Freddy Krueger. There's kids at my son's school who are in third class, and they're talking to me about Pennywise. I'm just like, no, I can't even look. Like, walking down the streets now, everything's decorated for Halloween. I can't look at some of the houses I walk past. Like, it's full on.
But if you did want to indulge in a relatively scary movie with your children, what ones would you recommend that just aren't too bad, that aren't going to have you screaming into the daylight?
Sarah's going to laugh at mine. I'd go for stuff like Hotel Transylvania. Yeah, would you go for that one?
Of course I would. But I mean, you know, go on, tell me some more.
So Hotel Transylvania is a cartoon where, you know, there's vampires and monsters and a human being is what we're called, walks into their world and ends up marrying the daughter. I'd go for stuff like Hocus Pocus is fun.
Yes.
The first time I watched Coco, I went, oh, this is too much for kids. But then I went, this is actually beautiful because it's not a horror. It deals with El Día de los Muertos, which is big in the Hispanic community.
Yeah.
And I just think that's so, so beautifully done. So there's stuff that you can both enjoy, but you're probably thinking this is not horror at all.
Well, it absolutely is horror, because what is the monster? The monster, if you go back to its kind of its original term, the monster comes from the word demonstra, which means to demonstrate. And if you go all the way back to Frankenstein's monster and you go back to Mary Shelley and James Whale's amazing 1931 film, the monster was representative of the ills of humanity. And that's what the monster does. So in all those type of children's films, what does the monster represent? The monster represents the things that we most fear in society. And to a certain extent, I think that all horror is children's horror. And let me hear me out on this, because horror, from its very first inception, has always been a genre for the marginalised, for the disenfranchised. It gives them a space to be. And what is more disenfranchised right now than children? You know, if you talked about Freddy Krueger there was this whole spate of 80s films in which there was absent parents or crap parents or parents that just weren't listening to their kids. If the parent actually just listened to the kid that the monster was under the bed, roll credits, end of film. The film would have been 5 minutes long. But you have this whole spate of 80s films where there's just really ineffectual parents and the kids having to go out and sort things out for themselves.
Now, lest anyone thinks, we're not recommending that children should watch movies that are not made for them, because that can have long-lasting impacts, as Serena has just explained to us, whereby you can be turned off the genre completely for life.
I think that's probably the worst thing that's going to happen to you if you watch horror as a kid. But I mean, in my book, I've very much looked at this research over the last 100 years, and really there is no, sorry Serena, but other than being turned off the genre and getting a little bit spooked every so often, there is no long-lasting results.
I'm just a wuss, and I admit I'm a wuss. I just don't like to be scared.
That's fine. You're allowed to be, you know, to feel like that. But if you're afraid of Monsters, Inc., I'm worried about you.
No, I'm okay with Monsters, Inc. Like, they're the cute, friendly monsters. I can deal with them.
But I think Serena is the perfect horror fan.
Not at all.
No. But hear me out. You're the perfect horror fan, because horror is doing exactly what it says on the tin when you confront and experience it. It's meant to shock you. It's meant to frighten you. It's meant to expose you to the horrors of the world in a safe space. So you're the perfect horror fan, because horror is having the desired effect on you.
Mm-hmm. You're not going to win me over.
So you're sticking with Hocus Pocus and that sort of genre as your favourite safe scary movie.
I think so, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think in the 90s there were a lot of fun ones as well, like The Addams Family, when there was Christina Ricci playing Wednesday.
Yeah.
Angelica Houston was the mum. And then you've also got Casper. Like, I loved Casper. The hint is in the title. Casper the Friendly Ghost.
Good.
I could
We're all
deal
for friendly
with
ghosts.
Yeah.
And Sarah, do you have a recommendation for us on the safer side?
Oh God, you know what? I hate this question, because it feels like, you know, what's your favorite child?
Yeah.
So I go through, I mean, it depends what you're into. If you're into your gore, if you're into your cerebrals, I mean, there's really some fascinating films out there. And what I would have a look is what's going on in the Irish horror film scene right now. It's amazing what's happening. So, you know, instead of looking over at Hollywood, look at the Irish movie scene. And I think, Serena, you can speak to this. Whether you can watch them or not, there's a lot of movement happening
Oddity?
In Ireland.
Would you rate Oddity? That only came out a few months ago, I think. That should be available on streaming.
That's the one that had you under the seat of the next row in the
theater. Yeah.
Okay, thank you both. Lovely to have you with us, Dr. Sarah Cleary and Serena Bellissimo.